Now, let's stay on that line between technology and public health. This segment comes courtesy of longtime tech podcast listener Gábor Kovács. Now, despite his Hungarian name, Gábor's from the UK, and he happens to produce the Electrical Language podcast, which is a very fine music podcast. Check it out if you have the time and inclination, electricallanguage.wordpress.com. I just want to make it clear that Gábor did not pay me to say that. No, what happened was, see, Gábor shot me an email earlier this week saying, you really need to do a podcast segment on the Embrace. So I went online and found out that the Embrace is a thermoregulator. It's designed to save premature and low birth weight babies. Now, the group behind the device hopes it can serve as a low-cost alternative to high-end incubators in the developing world. See, incubators in the developing world tend to only be in urban centers, and they can cost up to $20,000. So some background here. 20 million premature and low birth weight babies are born around the world every year. 80% of those births occur in rural areas of developing countries. 3.5 million of those babies die, and the ones that survive often have to live with lifelong health problems. The key to keeping these babies alive is a stable, warm environment, and that's where the Embrace hopes to help. I caught up with Linus Liang, who is the co-founder of Embrace, and I started by asking him, where did you come up with this idea?
This project actually came from a class I did while I was at Stanford University. It's called Design for Extreme Affordability. And what happened was they sent me to Nepal to just do some observations. What they wanted me to do was first understand the problem of neonatal mortality. And one way to do that is you do a lot of research and you kind of figure out what people are currently using, the practices that they're doing right now. And then the second step is actually to go to these countries and kind of observe the problem. And so when I went to Nepal, I went to a lot of hospitals and I talked to a lot of doctors, talked to a lot of nurses. And this was all in the major cities in urban setting. And when I went there, basically I saw a lot of these actual incubators, and they had pretty nice ones. I mean, these are the traditional $20,000 incubators that you see in U.S. hospitals. And I mean, there weren't a lot, but they did have some. But the main problem was that when I looked at the incubators and I said, you know, why aren't there babies in there? And basically the doctor said, well, the main problem is the baby's actually coming to the hospital. So that was sort of like an aha moment, and I decided that I should go into the rural areas where access is not so good and transportation is harder, and really, you know, observe there. And that's where a lot of the problem lies.
I was reading some of the descriptions of how traditionally in rural parts of the developing world, there may be incubator substitutes, let's call them. Some of them sound quite dangerous. Did you see that kind of thing in Nepal?
Yeah, they do a lot of different types of methods to keep babies warm. The good part is they know that this is something that they need to do. So they do varying methods, sort of born out of desperation. So some people, they warm blankets in like ovens, and then they place the blankets on top of the babies, or there'll be light bulbs. And you'll see a lot of different solutions. But the problem is they're really ineffective because what babies need, and this is something that is sort of like a breakthrough in neonatal research, is that basically if you give them that constant temperature, it's actually very helpful. So doing these sort of methods do not provide that constant temperature, and also you can make it too hot or too cold, and that is actually very harmful as well.
Okay, so then talk about coming up with the idea for the Embrace thermoregulator. Talk a little bit about the actual product.
Sure. So when I came back from Nepal, I talked to my team and basically I told them what I saw, and we wanted to design something for this setting. So what are the sort of resource constraints that they work with? And one of the things that, you know, that is actually very prevalent over there is that they don't have electricity. And if they do have electricity, it's always intermittent. It'll come on for 4 hours and it'll be off for 8 hours type thing. So dealing with that constraint was a very big factor. We wanted something also very portable and easy to use and things that would be reusable, durable. So these type of constraints we had to design around. And that's basically once we defined the user and their needs, and then we just came and did a lot of research, looked what people did in the past, look at different technologies, and we kind of came up with this idea. And so this built off actually a technology developed at MIT, where they were using this phase change material, which is what is used in our device, and they were using that to actually incubate vaccines. So it's just taking that idea and taking it a step further.
Phase change material. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
So yeah, it's actually a very old technology. It's been around for probably, I would say, 20, 30 years. And what it is basically a material that can, it has a high latent heat, so it stores energy as it's changing phases and slowly releases it. So what it allows us to do is basically keep this constant temperature as it's changing phases for long periods of time. And it's actually used in a lot of different applications to keep, like, cell phone towers warm in cold nights and things like that, and other instruments. So it's a fairly old technology that's just being applied to a different setting.
So for listeners, describe what the Embrace looks like.
It's very simple. It's just a sleeping bag device with this PCM pouch in the back. So what you do is you warm the pouch. Right now we have a heating unit that's, we're designing one that's either works on electricity or works without, depending on what context it's being used in. And what you do is you warm this pouch of PCM, and then what you do is you simply place it behind, in there's a little pocket behind the sleeping bag. You insert it in, and then you can place the baby inside. And it lasts for 4 hours. So that gives you enough time for, like, a rural setting, a rural mother, to actually transport their baby to an urban setting, to one of these big $20,000 incubators, if they need to.
And is it reusable? I mean, could it be, once one baby is sort of in the clear, could it be used for another baby?
Yes, we wanted to. We specifically chose materials and designed it in a way that it can be easily washable, disinfected, things like that, because we do know that in these rural settings, people reuse everything. Even though if you tell them not to, they'll reuse it. So we wanted to design around that fact and make it so it's really durable and that it can be reused. And also, as it's reused more, it brings the cost down lower and lower and lower.
What do you think about as far as what you could get the price down to if you made these, obviously, to scale in enough quantity?
So we're trying to definitely bring down the price to as low as possible. Right now, since we're still in the later stage of design, the price is still fluctuating. But at the end of the day, we wanted to get it down to $25. And we think we can definitely do that, and maybe even lower. So it's very encouraging.
So you guys are a nonprofit right now?
Yes, correct.
Is the plan to stay that way, or would you shift to a for-profit model?
That's actually a very interesting question, because there is obviously a commercial segment to this where, you know, maybe you can take it at home or you can sell it to different countries for higher prices and make more money off this. But we stay to a nonprofit model because we really want to realize our social mission, which is to give every baby a chance to life. In some aspect, we are building a product and we want to take revenues and we want to be sustainable, because it's not, you know, it's not sustainable to actually take fundraising every year and going out and asking people, and it doesn't allow you to scale. So what we want to do is treat, like, even though we are a nonprofit, run it as a for-profit business, and this will allow us to, you know, scale bigger and globally as the years go on. So yeah, we have to run the business like a for-profit, even though we are a nonprofit.
Well, one last question, Linus, and this is another
Sure.
thing that I always run into when I do stories about these products like this, is and maybe I'll ask it in the context of the field work that you're doing right now in India, or maybe what you've seen in Nepal. Obviously, there's a set of cultural norms that go along with caring for low birth weight babies in these countries. You saw some of that in Nepal. Obviously, probably in the Indian context, there's a number of things that people traditionally do to try to help these babies survive. How difficult or easy is it to get people to switch and say, well, here's this gadget. It looks a little funny, but it's actually going to save your baby, and it's actually a lot more helpful than the way you've been doing it?
I mean, these paradigm shifts and cultural sort of changes are very, very hard to inject, especially with such a new product. But what we've been doing is making sure that it's user-friendly and designing around that. So this is why we sort of follow this philosophy where we make a quick prototype, show it to users, show it to people in the rural areas, get their feedback, and then, you know, take what they like, what they don't like, see, observe how they use the product. And through these iterations, we've done so many different prototypes over the summer and the last couple months before that, and basically getting it to a product where it's very intuitive, and so when the user sees that, it's not so much of a change than what they're used to.
Linus, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I appreciate it.
Thanks.